Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
Well, the Racetrack Chaplaincy of America has an award called the White Horse Award that they have been giving out since 2003. And the 21st annual White Horse Awards are going to take place this year. And in the beginning of the press release they sent out this week, it says a hero is a person admired for courage, outstanding achievements, or noble qualities. There are heroes throughout the horse racing industry, and the Racetrack Chaplaincy of America recognizes some of these selfless servants annually through the White Horse Awards. Sums it up beautifully, and this year's recipient is David Pope of Sienna Farm for an incredibly selfless act. David donated a kidney to a total stranger, saved his life, and he is with me now as this week's unsung hero. David, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Mike.
Happy to have you on board and really excited to hear this story. This is such a wonderful, positive story. And at a time when people are, you know, counting their blessings and thanking the Lord for everything that they've been given in their lives, my goodness, what a gift you were able to give, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
Tell me the story. Take me back to the beginning.
So, in January of 2022, one night I said a little prayer. I was trying to find a way to, build my faith a little bit, the connection I have with God. And I asked God what I could do for him. And I wanted to do something meaningful. So I said, hey, take me outside my comfort zone. Let me do something outside my comfort zone for you. And the next day when I'm going through Facebook and I seen Matt Cook's post about his friend needing a kidney donation, it kind of blew me away. I was like, oh, crap, is this really what I'm praying for? And honestly, I looked at that post probably 5 times before I said, well, let's go ahead and put my name in. What's the chances that I'm really going to be a match? But let's go ahead. There's something I need to find out by doing this. So I submitted my name, and I heard back from Tampa General, and they told me, hey, everything looks good in your application, but you weigh a little too much. You need to get your weight down so you're within the acceptable limits to donate. But, once you do that, go ahead and give us a call back if you're still interested in doing it. And, like anybody, when you start saying, oh, let me go to the gym and work out and lose some weight, it takes some time. But I finally accomplished that, and I reached back out to Tampa, and I'm like, hey, let's take this to the next step. What do you need from me? And so, at that point, I was just submitting my most current blood test to make sure everything looked good, and it did. And so they set me up an appointment with LabCorp, where I had to go in and do 8 vials of blood so they can conduct all the testing to make sure everything is good to do a donation. And the first time I did that, they didn't quite have enough blood because I'd recently had a cold, so I had to do it again. And finally, in April, they called me up. It was actually Easter week. It was Thursday of Easter week. And they said, Dave, you are a match. You can donate your kidney if you want to do that. It's up to you, but you can do it. There's still some more testing you need to do, but if you want to go forward, it's probably time you contact Chris. And, at that point, And I seen the post in January. I had not said anything to Matt about it. I never, you know, had reached out to Chris or anything. I stayed in the background because what was the chance that it was going to be a match? And I didn't want to be that guy saying, hey, look what I'm going to do if I couldn't do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted Matt and explained to him what was going on. And I think he was quite blown away by it, too. And he gave me Chris's number. So, you know, that weekend, Easter weekend, I called Chris and introduced myself. And, you know, explained, hey, I still have some more testing to do, but it looks like I'm a match. And if you're good with it, I'd like to give you a kidney. So that started a wonderful journey for me.
Yeah, it's an incredible, incredible story. And Matt, by the way, for folks that don't know who we're referring to, Matt is the manager at Shawan Place Farm. He learned that a friend of his, and a fellow Marine, by the way, that he had served with, Chris Kilpatrick, was in desperate need of a kidney transplant. And then when Matt made the post on Facebook, that's what led David to see it. And then that got this entire ball rolling. When you had the conversation with Chris Kilpatrick, when you made the call to him, what was the conversation like? I'm sure it was emotional.
You know, it was kind of like, you know, I don't think he quite understood what I was saying. You know, he didn't know I was in a process. And if you can imagine somebody out of the blue calling you up that you don't know and saying, hey, I heard you had a kidney. You had needed a kidney, and I've got one I want to give you. You know, I think he was kind of in shock.
Yeah.
So it was a nice conversation, but it was a sort of a short conversation. And, you know, at that point, I still needed to do more thorough medical testing. And, you know, that's the one thing I learned about the organ transplants. You know, there's a team of people that are on my side that make sure everything I do is going to be safe for me. So if you're ever in this process, know that people are looking out for your best interest. And they'll make sure that when you do something like this, that you're not putting yourself in harm's way.
The operation was a success. You're doing well, David. And Chris is doing very well from what I understand.
Yes.
How much interaction have you had with him since the procedure?
Well, we probably check in with each other every month and maybe every other month just to see how we're doing. You know, one thing I asked Chris for when I did this surgery, I asked him, I said, you know, my one request is that when we get post-surgery, when we're both recovered and we have a successful result, let's get together and go to a Tampa Bay Rays game and just celebrate the surgery. So we did go this year, I believe it was June 24th, to watch the Devil Rays play.
Wow. Why the Tampa Bay Rays?
He is a big fan of the Rays, and that's one thing in his post that he was talking about. He was a lifelong fan of Tampa. I love baseball. I love visiting different stadiums around the country, and I've never been to Tampa, so I was game.
Talking with David Pope, a true unsung hero from Sienna Farm, and selflessly donating that kidney to a complete stranger. He is the recipient of this year's Racetrack Chaplaincy of America White Horse Award. When you got the call that you were going to receive that award, David, what was that like?
Very special. You know, Bob Clark was the person who nominated me for it, and Bob's become a good friend since all this has happened. You know, we've had lunch together. He's a wonderful guy. It meant a lot to me that he did that. You know, he knows me from some other experiences. So it was really, I'm really proud that he did that for me.
You know, this has been a difficult year for Sienna Farm with the owner, Anthony Manganiello, passing away. Just take me through what these past several months have been like for you. It has to be a roller coaster.
It has. Well, actually, I retired from Sienna in April.
Yep.
And I have went to work as a part-time senior consultant with mm-hmm. Dean Dorden.
Yep.
I'm part of their AFO equine accounting team. And I've relocated to Canton, Ohio. So this year, I'm able to spend a lot of time with my mom and dad. They're both up there in years, and they definitely can benefit, and I can benefit by being closer to them. So, yeah, you know, going through the process of moving, changing jobs, and then with Anthony's passing, it was a roller coaster of a summer. And then another former boss of mine, Virgin Jones, I worked at Airdrie Stud for 12 years. And with his passing, it was another, you know, one of those gut punches. But, you know, life goes on. And there's some, they did amazing things and made good examples for me to follow. And I would like to thank both those gentlemen. Had a positive impact on things I do in life, the choices I make.
Well, and you made a wonderful choice here, and you have had an incredibly positive impact on the life of Chris Kilpatrick. And David, you're a true unsung hero. There's no doubt about it. And I really, really appreciate you taking some time here this morning to tell this story. Enjoy that White Horse Award ceremony. It is well-deserved. By the way, my good friend Dan Fick is going to receive the RTCA Community Service Award.
Wow.
Dan's been a wonderful ambassador for the industry and for the chaplaincy for many, many years. Just don't play racquetball with him. You can't beat him. The guy's too good. But other than that, he's a wonderful person.
Well, I hope that if any of your listeners ever are in a situation where they're contemplating organ donation, that they would contact me, because, you know, when I'm going through the process and I talk to donors that had done this, it made me much more comfortable with my decisions, and I'm more than happy to get into the details with anybody who's ever wanting to do something similar to this.
David, really appreciate it, my friend. All the best to you moving forward, and congratulations on being named this week's unsung hero.
Thank you very much.
All right, David Pope here on HRN. What a story, huh? That is what it's all about. That's the good stuff right there, and a true unsung hero in the sport of thoroughbred racing. This segment brought to you every week by our friends at Woodbine. I'm back in 30 seconds after this word from Woodbine.
The thrill of world-class racing now at Toronto's Woodbine Racetrack. Kick off the weekend's action now with racing each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday beginning at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. With more than $64 million in purses this season, you'll enjoy world-class racing and training facilities with the top turf racing in North America over the prestigious E.P. Taylor Turf Course. You won't want to miss racing at Woodbine. For wagering updates, handicapping tips, racing news, and more, visit woodbine.com.